Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I was super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it if you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. A lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT, super fantastic family.
Today is Friday, March 4, 2022. Raven 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. It is Fabulous Friday. Let's see what's going on. First of all, Ray, you all right? Okay, you sound a little sad today. Well, okay.
I was tipping out on JCNC. They were posting instructions from Wednesday's call. And I was like, wait a minute, we weren't there today. So anyway, I think they're okay now.
Oh, I was going to say, who is JCNC?
Jesus
Christ and who else?
Is transcribing in chat the call.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, good. All right, anything go out? Any good news?
No, nothing went out. No updates.
Oh. All right. So, guys, no updates went out last night, Wednesday. Things definitely did happen. But more importantly, an update went out this morning. So I sent you guys a tweet and said, look at this before the call. Guy doing his speech explaining exactly why they changed the rate, what was the thought behind it, what was supposed to happen when the new rate comes up, what happened in 2010, 11, 12, what they projected to happen. I'm going to hear some of your comments before I give you mine, I think, at least one or two, because I know they looked at it. I know they understand it. And more important, if you didn't look at it, hang up the phone and look at it and then get back on the call. You just miss what you miss. But if there's another idiot left in the world who doesn't think the dinar revaluation is true, or who doesn't think the rates that we've been talking about for years were true, send them that, what I sent you this morning. And if they don't understand it after that, they don't need to be involved, because they are truly going to be one of them toothless crackheads who don't need this. If you don't understand this video, and that everything we've been saying is 100% true. That's how powerful that message was he just gave you that you weren't supposed to get. And they, in the video, said they're trying to find out how it leaked out. Anyway, great information. Banks aren't doing anything, because nobody's going to do anything until we see what the vote is, and all that is tomorrow. They're going to decide if they're going to vote. They're still saying there's no decision on whether it's plus one or majority, but they're going to vote and see what happens, because they may get both, the plus one and the majority. Then there's nothing to argue. If they don't get the majority, it's probably going to be another court case, and they have to say all you needed was plus one. But we're going to see what the numbers are tomorrow, because the third thing on the agenda is for them to vote to either add names to the list for the President of the Republic. But the good part is Al Kazemi is saying next week they're going to vote on the President of the Republic. So whether they add names tomorrow or not, they're saying next week the vote is supposed to take place. And that's what we want, so we know this government is on its way. The only other good thing that I can think of is all the parliament members, not all of them, a lot of them, the majority of them, especially the new parliament members, are all saying they will not pass the 22 budget without a new rate. So they're not going to do it if it doesn't contain a new rate, which we know it does, but maybe they mean an even higher rate. All complaining about the exchange rate. And what are you going to do about it? They gave the finance minister, the article said 5 days. Like I said, he had 3 days. I just don't know what the date is for him to respond to them about how he plans on fixing the situation of poverty with the poor people, the lower class. Now, they want him to plan on fixing it, even though they said this is what needs to happen. They want a plan and direction. They're saying, and then there's no reason not to change the rate. Because he's saying, if we change the rate, we still got the same problem. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And they get taken advantage of. So they said, well, how are you going to fix that? But they knew that was going to be a problem 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and they had a plan to fix it. Dual rates, cap rates in the markets, everything else, and then make the adjustments. But it's not just that. It's to tell them how they're going to take care of the poor, tell them how they're going to take care of the borders, stop the smuggling, and then how they're going to address the corruption in the banks. Those are the three things that they want to know and make the RV happen. Now, we know Sadar was a big part of it. He came out publicly and said, you got 70 banks, at least 20 of them are there just for corruption, and we knew it. That's all they're doing, 20 of them that can be named right now. Why aren't they shut down? We know what's going on the borders. And here's the worst part. They said, we passed laws, passed laws to stop all of it. But what we didn't do was enact those laws. What finance minister didn't do, what CBI didn't do, was enact those laws that would stop the corruption, that would automate everything so they couldn't put out fake invoices, sign off articles, or play with the numbers. You know, they should have done that last year. But guess what happened? They initiated it today. Last year should have been done. Would have wiped all those out. But they initiated it today or yesterday. Was the first day when they said, okay, implement it. It's been passed, been just sitting there. This is day one, and they automated everything on the borders. So it takes a couple of days for it to get to 100%, but it has begun, which is supposed to stop all the smuggling through the accounting, showing right where the money is, because that was their concern. They're saying when they changed the rate, they would just steal more. But everybody knew that. So the next thing to do is actually change the rate, stop the auctions, and cut all that off. Now, we can look and say, why did they drag it out to this point? Very, very simple. Why has the RV not happened for the last 10, 12 years? Because Iran has been fighting it, Ariel, because it's the only way they could get money, only way they could smuggle it through the banks, through the auctions, through the borders. But supposedly, it is a deal between the U.S. and Iran coming up in the next couple of days, which means they will no longer need to smuggle Iraq's money, which means things can change and they won't have to fight it as hard because all their sanctions are going to be removed. Supposedly, it's going to happen in the next couple of days, which is perfect time for them to cut off everything because they don't need it anymore, for the country to look better, more secure, for it to go on. Now, Iraq still may have some challenges. They still got the militia to deal with, and that is if Iran feels comfortable enough to actually get rid of them, even though Sadar says he's going to get rid of them, and he made it public, and they didn't like that part, and eliminating those banks that have been identified. But they're just going to shut them down. But again, there's supposed to be a deal made with Iran sometime next week. Everything's supposed to go forward in Iraq. They're saying there's a deal already made, it's not on the table, but we'll see what happens. But they did initiate what they should have initiated a year ago, all the corruption and the smuggling, and that is by automating everything, making it transparent And so they can't actually play with the numbers any longer. But it just started, I think, yesterday morning. So that's where we're at. We're in a good place. This thing is still supposedly going to happen prior to April the 2nd, because that's when, what is it called? Anyway, the holiday starts. I can't think right this moment. And that's what they're pushing for. So as far as Naaman Sadar, now Al-Kazimi may not get all of his done prior to Ramadan, but everything else should be done. The government should be viable. And they're going to be just strictly talking about the budget at that time, which they think may not go through until the end of April. Do we really need the budget again? No. But they're telling them they're not going to pass the budget without a rate even in it or a rate change already occurring, which could very possibly be what we're going to see. Now, why is Iraq putting out all this news about it's not going to happen, it's not time? CBI said we're not ready. It's going to shock the system if we do it. It's going to confuse the people. Well, we all know August, September, October, they were doing nothing but educating the people and telling them exactly how it was going to work, how it was going to be converted over, why they needed the Lord's and arms, everything. So all the reasons they give for not doing it, we know they've already done. And they already have a plan in place. The only problem with it is when it came close to doing it, just like I've always said for 10, 12 years, not that I have a real crystal ball, but I could clearly see, you see, is the people stopped spending money as soon as they thought it was actually going to happen. Started shutting down the economy. The rate was going up and down and sell your currency, don't sell your dollars. And we went through all that weeks ago because it was actually going to happen. And now that they saw it, got a glimpse of it, they said, we can't do it that way, which we always knew they couldn't. I'll tell you, there would be no advance notice. I mean, who's going to know the rate's changing on Monday and going to spend half their bank account on Friday? A complete idiot. There's not that many idiots in the world over there, I think, that are going to blatantly know that and are going to go do it. But a country cannot go with their economy on standstill for 2-3 days and not be hurt horribly. So they're going to do it. They're going to keep saying they're not going to do it now until they actually do it. And that's okay, because that's how it was supposed to go anyway. All right, Ray, let's get started.
All right. Let's see. Vic's Law. Well, you just addressed all of what Vic's Law was talking about the exchange, prerequisites, expectations of selection of the prime minister, et cetera. All right, so we covered that one. Jesse 91 needs the address to mail-in donations. Go to our website, www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Click on the red payment button. And the next page that pops up, the address is going to be right at the top before you decide to do any electronic choices. The physical mail-in address is right there for everyone who still wants to mail in. Mac Princess says, my husband had a lung transplant. We have to stay in California another 5 months. Our permanent residence is in another state. If we exchange in California, do you know if we would be required to pay California taxes?
You're going to have to ask the tax person. I mean, if that's not your home state, and you haven't lived here for 6 months, I wouldn't think so. But guess what? Professional athletes who don't live in California, the night they work in California, football, basketball, soccer, whatever it is, they have to pay California taxes for the days they work in California. So, either
right,
they're not California residents. So, I would definitely check with a tax professional. All right.
Well,
did you want to say something,
yeah,
right?
Check with your professional, but I don't think that you're going to have to pay any California taxes if the exchange is taxable. most states will capture a tax on you if you come into that state and make money. You're not making money in California when you do your exchange. You're exchanging money for money. Even if it's taxable, you're still exchanging money for money. So it's not like you came into that state and created an income. So I would think you would not be taxed in California, but definitely wherever you live, if the exchange is taxable. One of those states are going to get you. But still ask your tax professional to be sure. All right, let's take the live callers, 512 area code. You are first. 512-659, you're on. Now they should have heard it by that time. I heard it. Oh, they dropped off. You got disconnected. All right, 651 area code. You are next.
Hey, Ray.
Good
hey,
morning,
around Mexico. How are things going for you guys? Huh?
All right.
All right. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
I can hear your background, too. Turn your speaker down.
Okay, hold on. Let me just take you off the speaker. Oh, sheesh. Okay, how's that?
Okay.
Good.
What's going on?
Well, hey, I was looking at all the articles in Iraq, and I noticed that nobody was talking about the beauty contest. Did you see the winner?
No, I did not. Was she a beauty?
I tell you, funny thing is, I didn't either. She was all covered up. Ha! And with that, I got one real question for you.
Okay.
With us going into the, what's that?
I said, okay, good.
Okay, with us going into the basically the second quarter coming up, and oil being at $120, how are they going to work that with the budget? And I'll get off and let you answer that. Thanks for everything, gentlemen.
Okay, well, guys, I don't know, and that's part of the problem, and that's what I just said. There was a rate in Parliament already, but oil has gone up so much. Today they're saying even after Russia, Ukraine calms down or it is, they don't think oil will ever go back below $90. But is that where they set the rate at? So those are the things that Parliament is going to have to discuss in the new budget, the new Parliament in the budget that was never submitted. Changing the rate, how is it allocated? When does it go? But they're saying they don't care what the rate of oil is. We're not doing it with the out and exchange rate. Now, if they're not going to approve the budget without a new exchange rate, they're saying to me then the exchange rate has to take place first because we're not going to approve it without it unless it's guaranteed in the exchange rate like it was before. So they'll come out together. Because they're not going to do a budget without a new exchange rate. Just don't know what that new number is going to be. You guys got to remember before they said life would be great if oil reached $80 a barrel. Remember that? $80 a barrel. And then they had $80 billion in reserves. Now they got over $91 billion in reserves and all that, I guess, $120. So what does that say? They can't continue and drag it out. And this morning, today, what 404 is going to tell us, I think, definitely going to ask us, is the people are getting highly upset about it. They're being more vocal about it. And remember, IMF already warned them, you don't want that to get started. So you guys better figure it out. And I think they are with the conclusion coming next week. I mean, we'll know tomorrow what happens with the vote. They let more in or not. Okay, does it have to go to federal court or not? So all that will be over the weekend. But either way, with Al Kazemi saying we're going to vote on the President of the Republic next week, I think it's going to be resolved then. And everything's going to be much clearer and move much faster after that. So we'll see.
Thanks a lot.
All right, sir.
All right, man.
You're on.
Well, good morning, Ray. How you doing?
Greetings. I am fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. And yourself?
Good. I'm good. Can't complain. And Mr. Tony, how are you?
I am super fantastic. What's going
good.
On with you today?
Nothing much. Able to get on the call today. Had a few questions. You did answer one of mine already because I was going to ask you if you feel like the rate was going to be seen before they do the budget. So you kind of went over that just a few minutes ago. And I think I've asked before, you know, how long can they keep, I don't know, disagreeing, you know, in regards to the presidency as far as now, I guess they're getting ready to come up with who they're going to want to be a candidate and if they can continue to do that. How long can this part go on if they don't agree with the candidates that are up for, you know, that position? Can they keep rejecting
so,
the name?
Yeah, one of two things is going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow they're going to say, it is who it is, and we have to take a vote next week because if they decide there's not enough numbers to add to the list. Or they're going to say vote plus one or the majority, whatever the rules, that, yeah, we're going to reopen the list. If they reopen the list, they reopen the list for 3 days to add new names to it, and then they vote next week anyway, hopefully by the end of the week if they don't prolong it. So they're definitely coming to the end. Now, if they vote and they don't get plus one and the majority, so let's say they only get plus one, then somebody can take it back to court and say, hey, it had to be the majority because the court didn't say which way. They just said they could vote. So then they have to set a date to resolve that issue if it, in fact, happens. We don't know. But either way, they put the new names out there. They got the 3 days to put the names. Then they set a date to vote, which he said is going to be sometime next week after they vote. That's the new president of the republic. He got 15 days to name the new prime minister. Al Kazemi said he'll do it within 72 hours. He got 30 days for his government, which would put this thing in the middle of April. He's going to drag it out to May before he is voted on and goes through. But, I mean, if it takes that long, because he doesn't have to do it in 30 days out, because he can say, my government's done 2 days, and let's take the vote. And they vote yes or no. So we are definitely coming to the end of it. But even after all that's said and done, does the prime minister need to be in place for the budget to be passed on? No. We just needed a government. But once they have the president of the republic, they can say they have an actual government now. Okay? There's no prime minister. And they'll vote on him separately. So then they can send the budget to them. They can actually start working on the budget. We don't know what kind of disagreements they're going to have in there with new people, old people. With, you know, it should be simpler if Iran is out of the picture at that time, which we hope is what's going to happen.
So do you feel like this deal that the U.S. is making with Iran have always been in the plans? And if that's the case, was it always planned to be around this time? You know, because it's been seem like delay after delay for a reason. But could they have planned it to come out this far as time is concerned?
I think you got it backwards. What has been happening is it's been stretched out this far because there hasn't been an agreement. Not that they planned the agreement to take this long. If they would agree 4 years ago, Iraq would have had a revaluation 4 years ago. They would have had the government, everything else in place. Because the only thing that has stopped the RV from taking place and changing the laws is Iranian influence of not doing it
because
they wouldn't have a way to smuggle money anymore. But now that they're saying it's becoming an agreement, they won't need to smuggle the money. They let Iraq do what they do because we don't need that. We got our own money again. So they won't need Iraq as much. And here's the only problem. Iraq is concerned, Sadr is concerned, some others, that the Iranian agreement doesn't include Iran moving their political influence out of Iraq. It doesn't include Iran demanding that the militia disarm. And Iraq wanted that to be part of the Iranian agreement. Sadr wanted that to be part of the agreement. And they're saying that's not there. So that's the part they don't like. The U.S. didn't force Iran to totally get out of Iraq's political scene. Even though they know they need each other, they didn't make it part of the agreement. So that's Iraq's concern right now.
Okay. So I guess my last question would be as far as on the U.S. side. So I'm assuming the markets still haven't gotten a notification to be ready for anything. You know, as far
nobody's been notified because there's nothing happened to make it happen. Again, I know this guru's out there. It was supposed to happen this morning. It's scheduled for Saturday morning. By the 3rd of March, we're in the bank, or by Tuesday, we're in the bank, and none of that has happened. And it's not going to happen that fast, guys. Just being realistic, it's going to happen. But CBI is now letting the finance minister respond. And that hasn't taken place. They're doing things on Saturday with the vote. I could actually clearly see it next week, yes. But nobody's going to be on alert, standby, or anything, you know, for this whole week now, knowing we're that close to it. And the fact that Iraq is truly trying to hide it right now because of what's going on. Did you look at the video?
Yes, I did. I mean, a lot of what he was saying, I've kind of, you know, through articles and stuff like that, I kind of already knew that. I mean, it's just so obvious. We already know that they got to change the rate at some point, you know. So that was nothing new to me. But it's just a matter of why all the delays, you know, what, you know, especially with this government thing. I mean, it's just frustrating.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It's frustrating for who, you?
Yeah, for a lot of us. I mean, because it seems like we get so close to what we think is going to be the date that they do what they say they're going to do, and then especially with this, you know, sitting of the presidency and all this stuff, and then they throw another wrench in the plan. Somebody is not satisfied about a candidate or whatever the reason is, and then, you know, we got to wait again for something else to happen. But we know it's going to change at some point. That I don't have a doubt in.
Let me tell you something about frustration, okay? Because we shouldn't be frustrated at all. We should be happy and excited and elated every day. Let me tell you what frustration is. Frustration is paying $5 for a loaf of bread, okay? Or frustration is not being able to get a loaf of bread. Frustration is looking at your $1,500 check or $5,000 check being cut down to $2,000 and saying, survive on that, even though mm-hmm. bread just went from $1.25 to $5 or $4. Mm-hmm. It's frustrating from not having enough water to even, you know, feed your garden, much less having a garden to eat out of. So
right.
I can see the Iraqi people being frustrated. But right. us, I mean, it really hasn't affected our lives one way or the other. We're still living every day, still getting our paychecks, still eating good. I mean, gas has gone up, everything else. We're frustrated because we're not billionaires. They're frustrated because they're hungry.
True. I
so
get
through their eyes all the time what they are going through. Just so if you looked at the video, the guy clearly said, when the RV takes place, people outside the country, he said it in the video, are becoming mm-hmm. making $100 million. And from $100 million to $10 billion, he said it right in the video.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah,
what's going to happen, and we need to figure out how to take care of our people who are starving.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway.
I do. I feel sorry for those people. I really do because, yeah, I mean, we shouldn't be complaining about anything because a lot of us do have it where we, you know, we don't have to suffer at all and struggling. Of course, a lot of us may have things that we need, you know, but it's not nearly for over there because they're trying to find food every day or, you know, electricity because it's hot during the summer months where they don't have electricity and so forth and so on. So I do understand that part, yeah. But, you know, we just have to wait. We have no choice, but I do feel that we are a lot closer than we have been. So that,
listen,
you know, helps
every
them
time out. They put out these statements or a video like this, I just get more excited. I want to go buy more. Hold
yeah.
on. This is just the proof that it has been waiting 10 years to hear. It's
that's
here.
True.
Saying,
yeah.
And we mm-hmm. need to figure out how they even found out what was going on. But anyway, everybody's benefiting. He even talked about
yeah.
people rushing to buy the dinar because they knew it was going to happen. Things that we did. And
wow.
Man, that's one of the
yeah.
best videos that's ever come out about this, to tell you the truth.
Well, we just wait. You know, that's all we can do. But it is exciting. It's just taking a little longer than we expected. But it'll be here. So I'm hanging in there. And thank you for your explanation.
Right.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right. Talk to you later. Thanks.
Bye-bye. 404 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony. And hi, Ray. Appreciate you helping us to continue to connect the dots here. And, Tony, you did ask my question, because I always like to kind of get the mindset of the Iraqi people. So I won't ask that question. But I'll tell you, I'm too trying to fit the pieces of the puzzle together. And dealing with the role of the finance minister, the CDI, that sort of thing, it's almost like, you know, whose court is this ball, you know, coming into in terms of a tennis match or ping pong ball or whatever. We know it's the CDI that has the say in announcing it. But with this role that they're placing onto the finance minister, is the CDI sitting back and kind of waiting to see how the finance minister is going to respond before they would release? Is that an event-driven kind of thing, you know, is happening in the country and we just aren't quite aware of it? What are your folks saying on that?
Well, that's what we're being told right now. Okay, we know the oil price justifies it. We know what TBI has always said, the country is now stable. There's not bombs going off every day, not car bombs in the street. There's no fighting. There was no nothing. The only part TBI could wait for what they said was have a viable government. Once that's done. But what's being done publicly is, okay, the rate can change, but the reason it can't is because the finance minister hasn't told us what he's going to do with all the money. the finance minister, has told us not how it's going to apply to the rich, but how we are going to get the money to the poor people. So they're saying that. What programs are enacted? How much is going to be allocated? Do we do the ration card and increase that to make sure the wealth is shared throughout? Because I've always told you guys, they're not going to get rich. They're going to have more buying power. Well, how do we give them that buying power? Guarantee it by putting caps on rates and things and all that. They're saying, finance minister, you have to give us a plan, which they should have had already 5 years ago, because they always knew the rate was going to change and how it was going to change the markets and everything. But since word got out, all they can do publicly right now is say we're fighting it because we don't have a plan. Nobody planned for this, or it's going to be as much chaos as the other one. So, yeah, they're putting it all off on the finance minister. But, again, as we saw in the video, he said, wait a minute. All you guys agreed to this. All of you were in the meeting, right? He said, IMF was in the meeting. Fauci was in the meeting. We even brought in economists, university professors. You all were in the meeting. And this is how this solution came out. And they've all been in every other meeting, too. Everybody putting all their different things. So I'm going to see, you know, they gave him time to answer, give his plan, which I don't know what the exact day is because I was told 5 days and then 3 days. But he has to come back and answer the plan. And after that point, again, we should see everything next week. I think next week is probably going to be our biggest week. Do what?
He could end up being the scapegoat in this if they don't like the answer that he comes back with. Have somebody to blame.
Yeah, but one thing about it, plans can be changed, but he's the scapegoat right now. That's what he said. You guys trying to lay all this at my feet. You guys came up with it. I just enacted it. That's all. And now it's my whole problem alone to try and fix everything that we all agreed on before. We'll see what happens.
Right. You've also said something, referenced the fact that Kazemi has indicated the vote on the president would be next week. Are your folks even pinpointing it a little bit more than just next week? Any specific day next week that they seem to be trending toward?
Nope, because he didn't say that. He just said it would be resolved next week. So let's just see.
Yeah.
There's only 5 days in the week, though, Monday through Friday. Well, their week starts on Saturday, but I doubt it's going to be that day.
Okay. The other thing I keep looking at, a lot of times there seems to be deference made to the various holy months that are on their calendar, and Sistani announced yesterday that the first of Shaban, I'm not sure how they pronounce it, is Saturday, and that's the last of the lunar months leading into Ramadan, and really based on, I guess, the lunar position for Shaban determines when they start their fasting of Ramadan. Is there any link that your folks are saying that they could be tying in with this particular holy month, and so it could happen on the same day that some of these voting could be going on? Have they even made any reference to that?
No. And I looked at all the dates because they don't mean anything to me. And evidently to them, because they're having the meeting on Saturday, the same day that it starts. All it did is establish April 2nd as the first day of Ramadan. But we know Sadar has been saying, said last month, this needs to be accomplished before the start of Ramadan. Al-Kazemi is now saying the same thing. So we're hoping this gets accomplished before the start of Ramadan.
I second the motion. And, you know me, 10 days, that's my date. Item is 10 days from when this happens. That's when our special TNT Super Fantastiker or Pay It Forward project is going to be. And again, guys, appreciate your helping us connect the dots and keeping us in this. You're great. Have a great weekend.
All right.
Thank you again.
Great.
Bye-bye.
360 area code. You are on.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt.
Hey, sir.
Hey, good morning, man. Man, you guys coming in right in the row. What happened today?
Well, I'd do better when you delay the call.
Oh, okay.
I don't have the good song common sense to get off. I just wait. So, but that's all right. Tony, any word on the Million Man March?
Nope. Haven't heard anything at all about it. Just that the citizens were starting to get more vocal and upset. But there hasn't been another scheduled date for the march yet.
Okay. And nothing as far as the militias go? And I didn't see anything on your friend and mine, the skunk.
Nope. Nothing about the militia, laying down arms, anything else. And I don't think any of that is going to be seen until we actually start going to the formation of the government itself, okay, and they start taking the votes. But, again, all that's after the prime minister, right? I mean, after the president of the republic.
Right. Did it surprise you that that Iraq abstained from the UN vote on what was going on in Ukraine?
Ukraine?
Yeah, the United Nations had a vote, I think yesterday or day before, and it was to condemn Russia for their business going on in Ukraine, and there were only a couple people that voted that didn't vote, and one of them was Iraq. That's why I was curious if that does that have any. Any implications that?
Yeah, it implicates this. It implicates that Iraq wants to keep eating, and their largest wheat contract is from Russia. And they're like, why are we going to cut off our nose and spite our face? Everybody knew it. We cut their banks off. They did that. The central bank stopped all their transactions, everything else. But we still need to eat. And we still need that wheat that they are sending to us, our number one importer. And even though the U.S. put sanctions on them, they excluded that from the sanctions. So Iraq is saying we did what you want to as far as the money, finance, and banking. And even though they did it, they said they did it to be in compliance with the U.S. They made that very public. That's why we did that. Now, condemning you, everything else will be our choice, and we're not going to cut off our nose and spite our face. No.
Sure. Well, that's my questions. Tony, you have my home phone just in case you need to get a hold of me with anything you need help with and spreading the word. So I'll spread it far and wide. As long as
all right. Yeah. Hey, wait, I'm trying to figure out if that was code for call me or not. I don't know. All right. All right. Thank you, sir.
You bet. You bet. Thanks, Ray.
Right. You're welcome, sir. 206 area code. You are on. 206-755. All right. 760 area code. You go on. Well, they just hung up. Well, somehow they got disconnected.
All the questions already.
972 area code. You are on.
Hey there, Danny in Dallas. I'm not hanging up. No, sir.
How you doing, man?
Hey, it's a good day in Texas. I can't complain about this 70-degree weather and sunshine. Right now, the clouds are keeping me out of the heat. I got a paintbrush in my hand, and I'm painting a red barn. You ever seen a red barn? We got one in front of us now. Good stuff. Hey, I'm confused. We've been talking about Iran. I find myself in difficulty. We know that they're the, quote, number one terrorist country in the world. I've been very comfortable not wanting them to get any benefit. And now it sounds like in order for us to benefit and the whole family, you know, 10 million strong, we've got to kind of pull for them. That's real uncomfortable for me. How about you?
But, Danny.
Yes.
That's how it has always been. That is what's been holding us up for the last 10 years. It's no agreement with Iran. That's why, well, not for the last 10 years, when Trump did away with the nuclear deal, and we talked about it, he backed Iran into a corner. They have no other option. And I said Iraq was their lifeline. Without controlling Iraq, they had nothing. So they had to stop the RV from happening. They had to keep their people in there and keep chaos going, or they wouldn't have been eating for the last 5, 6 years, 7 years. Once the agreement was gone, it got worse than ever. We need Iran to have an agreement, not just for the nuclear portion of it, which we do as a world, but for them to release some of the stranglehold on Iraq so things can be accomplished that we need to have what we want. But it's been like that for years. It didn't just happen. They have always been the problem in the back room. Now, it's been manifested or been applied to Maliki, Amiri, and Abadi and Iranian puppets. But they only did that to keep the corruption going, to keep the auction going, so they could keep eating because they had no other choice.
Well, I hear what you're saying, and I recognize it's very familiar to most of us now, but that's not where we started out. I'm backing up, you know, 7, 8, 9 years ago. Iran was still a major terrorist country, and I was quite comfortable condemning anything that came out of there. But it puts me in an awkward situation that Maliki and Abadi and all those other guys were puppets of Iran. I think we determined after the fact. We didn't know going in they were. As a matter of fact, the U.S. selected every one of them and then saw results. The fraud came out. I understand that. But I'm still uncomfortable with Iran. Now, if they get released from these sanctions, their currency will improve. We still, as you mentioned earlier, we still don't have any commitment that part of the agreement is they have to get out of the Iraqi government. We don't have that. So the likelihood of them continuing in some form is still going to be there. So I'm just, I'm a poor Texas farm boy here with a paintbrush in his hand.
No, beyond my comprehension.
Yes.
If not, because you're right. When Bush started this, Iran had nothing to do with it. If they would have just flipped the rate, like he said, the war's over, things going to happen, they wouldn't have been involved. When Obama continued it, again, Iran wasn't involved in it because they had a nuclear deal. They didn't need a real stranglehold on Iraq, but were they stealing money? Yes. When we put Maliki in there, and Maliki was a U.S. asset, did he become an Iranian asset? Yes. So everything he agreed to do, once he started working in Iran, he decided he wasn't going to do. And we couldn't get everything we needed done because once Maliki was in there, some other, because that's where it started at, all these Iranian puppets started getting put in positions in the government. And from that point, it made it hard to do. Because while Iran had an agreement, they still didn't have, their rate wasn't changed, money wasn't there. And they, and we got to remember this, when we were fighting Iraq and Iraq was cut off, Their lifeline was Iran. That's the only way they were surviving. When we went through the Kuwait, we went through that. Iran was always there for them, and they're saying, you need to be here for us. And when Saddam Hussein was going after Maliki, what did he do? He ran to Iran, and they took care of him. So I can see
how all these things go
and how it happened. But the fact of the last 5 years, last 6 years, when this thing could have happened, Iran was really backed into a corner. And I've always said that is what you would do, what I would do, anybody else. Anything you have to do to survive, for your country, for your people to survive. And what they were doing was controlling the Iraqi government, finances, smuggling, and they were paying people to do it for them. That's how the rich got richer. Saddam Maliki and them got all the money. Because Iran said, yeah, smuggle it to us. We'll help cover it up. We'll give you your share. But now,
yeah, that all sounds.
Sadar is saying that's not going to happen anymore. The rich are going to get rich. There's going to be a majority government. I'm exposing everybody. I'm cutting you all off. And Iran can see that. So they're saying, okay, let's make this deal that the U.S. wants us to make, because Sadar is about to cut us off, make life hard for everybody. So let's agree to the terms, which is supposed to do next week, so they can get money, they can release some of the pressure, life can go on. Does that change Iran from who they are? They're still a terrorist country. They still hate Westerners. None of that's going to change at all. But it makes things easier for Iraq to do what their people need, so their people can benefit, first of all, getting Iran out. And we all can become millionaires and billionaires.
Well, I guess I'll take that. Their currency, the Iranian currency, is a way back to get an advantage for us, is to go ahead and buy their currency and then assume that the U.S. or IMF or they will be included in this basket in a serious way? Is that the only advantage we might
have? Even if they're not.
Come?
Yeah, even if they're not included in the basket, which supposedly they are, but even if they're not, once the sanctions are removed, and they start contracting and operating with other countries, their currency is going to go back up anyway, even if it's gradually.
Okay.
Now, it should be a revaluation because all the sanctions will be moved at one time is what should happen. They should go back to business as usual. But even if it doesn't, it will go up.
All right, I guess if there's any advantage at all with my discomfort of their terrorist activity, perhaps I can benefit in that manner. That makes me uncomfortable either way. But thank you for your input. We can't control it. All we can do is observe and take advantage, right?
Right.
That's right.
All right.
All right.
All right, we'll go to the next one. Thank you, sir.
All right, sir.
Oh, man.
Five,
oh, is that 115
one,
right now? Thank
five,
you.
512. Erico, you're on.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Me? Yes, sir. Hey, could you hear me?
Yes, we hear
yes,
you.
Yes, sir. Say, hey,
yeah.
Can you hear me one more
what's
time?
On, what's going
on? Yes, sir.
All right. What's going on, Ray? Tony, what's up, man?
Hey, sir.
I just wanted to thank both of y'all. Thank you personally. I listened to the call with G-Man and Walt and everybody that brings in the information. I've been in this game for a little bit over 16 years waiting on this blessing. Me and my wife made a payment today. It was easy going on the site and clicking, you know, the red button and going in. So we're going to send more money this week when we get paid. But just wanted to know, let you all know that we support you. We thank you for everything you're doing. Don't shut it down. You know, I know you get frustrated sometimes. We all get frustrated, but, you know, you're on assignment for God, man. God wants you to do this. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep pushing. I hope your wife is okay and your family, you know. And I just want to say thank you to both of y'all. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I wasn't going to say that, but I'm going to say it anyway. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you're welcome.
You. everybody.
You're welcome.
But I just got to tell you guys, after the other day, I got phone calls from people, and people are telling me about time. You should have been did that. You should have did this. You should set up something where only those who pay every call can get on the call or monthly, blah, blah, blah. And everybody's clapping hands and glad about time. And I got calls who said, you know, I got a call. I'm going to tell you guys, my lady crying. She was crying on the phone to me about how she had just got out of the food line. And she was concerned that she wasn't going to be able to hear the calls anymore. And I got a call from a guy. He was mad at me, really. He said, you didn't have to say that the way you said it. That was a little too hard. Or, you know, you could have said something else. And so I got both sides. But I'm going to tell everybody, I want everybody to benefit from this, first of all. I know out of 18,000, there's at least 17,000 who never paid a dime, probably never will pay a dime, just getting the benefit of it. And I say it is what it is. But at some point, everybody out there is going to have to realize that I'm just as human as everybody else. And I get frustrated, tired, and sometimes it just don't make no sense to me. And when I see 10 people donate or 12 people, and I'm giving you information that's going to make you millions, and I'm not just talking about the Iraq dinar information we've been giving out for years. And a guy called me, I said, well, why now, Tony? Why are you saying that? I said, I've been saying it. You guys just haven't been listening. I've been saying it. G-Man says it every day. We need this. But when I look and whenever, and that's usually when I asked Ray what the numbers were, and he gave me the monthly numbers, and he say 13,000, 10,000, 9,000 on Blog Talk, plus 6,000 on a few conference calls. And I look and say 10 people donated $5 each. I'm pissed off. I'm sorry. It's just the reality of it. And so, because I know there are people who can't. I didn't mention it today because guess what? We had 100 people donate. And I don't think 100 out of 18,000 is nothing to me. I mean, and I wish you could have made it, Lord, but I just picked that number out. Just at least 100? I mean, it should be 1,000 people every call. I think donating to get it done, not for the money, just for I appreciate what you're doing. I know how hard you're working to make this happen or just bringing us the news. And again, it's not about the dinar news. It's about everything else that we've talked about, money, finance, family, trust, just dealing with things. And sometimes you just, and I get all the time, when I got the years, you know, that, you know, it's your destiny and you were picked for this, and which is great things to say in here, but I'm still human, so I still get frustrated. I still see it and feel that way. So while I go with everybody else's feelings all the time and frustration, pain, everything else, because sometimes y'all just get to ride with mine. That's all okay. But I want everybody to be here, and the people who don't, and I've said this every single call, every time we even talked about donations, if you can't, don't. Don't do something that's going to hurt you or hurt family, everything else. Because there are enough people here who can, who just don't. Because why pay for the cow when the milk is free, right? Why pay for the milk? Well, you can have the whole cow for free. And that's how most people look at it. It's not right. And sometimes they just have to bring it to their attention. But thank you, sir. That's what it was about. I hated when she called me crying. I absolutely hated it. And even when he called complaining. And I'm sorry that they felt that way, but it wasn't directed towards them. All right? Go ahead.
Right. But my question is, when this thing do revalues, as far as, like, the second basket, will it be something in place for us, you know, because I know you say it's going to be harder to get in the second go-round. Will they have something set up for us at the bank when we go and exchange the first go-round to, you know, be able to exchange the second go-round?
No. The second go-round is going to be harder to find about than this one. I'm telling you, they've learned from this like everybody else. Nobody knew about Kuwait, and it was smooth, and everybody got their money. Everybody knows about this. Did you look at the video again today that I sent out? The guy said, we're trying to find out how the word got out, because that's the problem, is too many people know about it. Well, they've right. already said the second basket is not going to be like this. So I've already got to think myself, with everything that's going on right now and gone through the last 10, 15 years, do I want to do the second basket publicly? We want to do that. And I mean, I know I'm going to do it because I already know who's on the list. I'm going to make some money. But all the rest of this is my question. And if people don't want to do it now, why do they want to do it then? And they said, well, I got right. the first one for free. I get the second one. So there's just a lot of things. Am I going to do it? Yeah. Are some people actually going to be involved in it? Yeah. But do they want it to be like this? No, they don't. They absolutely don't. That's so why they put the restriction of $10 million and more to even participate. And I said, well, I can show everybody how to meet that criteria, but why do it? Go ahead. What? Say it again.
Will we get stuck with the other currencies that we have if we don't get a chance to get into the second basket?
If we don't meet the criteria, I mean, you could always exchange currency, so I'm not going to say that. But they're going to have restrictions on buying it because it's going to be all through the bank, and they're making you have requirements to buy a certain amount of currency during that time. So everybody's not going to be able to invest in those currencies if they don't meet the criteria.
Okay. That's it. That's all I got.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. 704 area code. You are on.
Is that me?
That's you. 704.
Hello, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Hey,
yes,
how
sir.
Are you?
Okay. Greetings.
One of my questions was answered. And then another one came up when they were talking about the Iranian rial. I'm in a stairwell. Is it legal to buy that currency now? Because I know at one time there was a guy in Vegas that had a ton of it and sold it, and I bought some. This had been about 4 years ago. And then there was something come out that said that it couldn't be purchased. Do you guys know anything about that?
I don't know where to purchase it now. Everybody may have cutting it off as of today because they cut all the banks off. But prior to that, it was legal to buy because there was no sanctions against it.
There was? Okay. I was misinformed then. And
no, I said there was not against it. You could actually purchase it if you were. Now, since the sanctions have been put on, the banks have been cut off, you might not be able to purchase it today.
Yeah, I've looked around, and, you know, you can't find it. So the guy that got me in this, God bless him, he passed away. He got me in it in 2008, and he passed away 4 years ago this month. So he didn't get to see it, so. Anyway,
sorry to hear that. But
yeah,
you already purchased it, just do what you did with your NAR, set it away, because one day all that's going to change. This is all going to revert back, and I don't know how, but one day it will. So I wouldn't just throw it away.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I don't throw anything away. I've got underwear from 1973.
Ooh, that's TMI.
Ray, I just want to touch base with you. Make sure you're getting my envelopes. This is Lone Wolf.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I just double checking on the mail. You know how things can get lost. So I'm just on that. So I'll send you another one out here in a day or two. And one thing I do on that, I challenge everybody. When you come in, you got a pocket full of change or got two dimes. They're not even with one dime to rub together. I put mine in a jar, and every whatever, you know, when the envelope comes, but if it's every 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, when that thing gets about half full or full, then I take it to a coin change it out, and get the money, and that's money you never miss. And, you know, it's helping you guys keep this thing going. And I want to tell you, I've never thanked you guys. I've been in it since 08. I got in it really hard in 11. But I really appreciate all of the information, the instruction, the everything, you know, the books, the Creature from Jekyll Island, and the Confessions of an Economic Hitman. You know, everybody needs to read those just to understand what's going on. And I've even thought about buying some books and trying to just give them away and everybody pass them around or something. So, but I really thank you. If this would have happened, I don't know, 8, 9 years ago, I'd be blessed. But through everything that, you know, that you guys have, you know, laid out there for us and the instruction, and it's really been, it's been helpful, and I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart, and my family does also.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right,
thank
guys.
You, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah, y'all have a good evening, and I'm going to let you get back at it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
All righty. 770 area code. You are on.
Good day, gentlemen. How are you all doing?
Fantabulous, sir.
How are you?
And yourself.
Oh, doing great. Listen, I appreciate everything you do. First time I've called, got a bunch of currency, and I really want to take a page out of Tony's book about paying it forward, but I do not want to wait until after the RV. I'm hearing the stress. I'm hearing the angst, whatever other adjectives everyone wants to use about paying these bills. I'm not wealthy now, but I'm comfortable. Can you tell me what the monthly nut is? And I would love to take care of it for everybody. And that's my way of paying it forward. Can you tell us what the monthly nut is so we can, I can do that?
No.
Well,
that's not what we want. We want everybody to carry their own load.
Well, I understand, but I think about the woman that was crying to Tony on the phone, or when she called him. And for those people, the unheard population, just to relieve their stress, if it's only the 1,000 people, like Tony says, that maybe out of the 18,000, if I could reduce their stress, to me it would be worth it to just take care of it for everybody. And, you know, it's no different than when we've all been parents. It's the same 25 parents that volunteer to help out at the school or activities or coach baseball. And so I would just love to do it if you could just, you know, but if you don't want to do it that way, you know, obviously that's your choice.
No, I'm going to go, Ray, you can send in whatever you want to send in, but you know what? Again, and I've been saying it for years, every month we've done this, it's the same 100 people carrying 18,000 people. And at some point you just get frustrated or tired with, or even them, and they call me and say, I did all I can, I've done this, I've done that, and they've done more than their share, and we don't. And it's a lot easier for everybody to put in a little bit and do that than for one person to put in a lot. And I would expect anybody to do that. What you're talking about, you know, no. And we have people send in $100. Somebody sent in $100 yesterday. And that's not even required. We got it on the list for people to do it, but they shouldn't have to. That was my point. Shouldn't have to. It isn't about dollars. It was about numbers, appreciating what we did. That's what it was about to me the other day. That's what pissed me off. Wasn't about dollars. I mean, the bill's going to get paid. I mean, it has to get paid. And it varies on, I don't know, you go to Blog Talk Radio, look, and it says we have 7 million listeners. I mean, calls we have. It goes based on how many people go in the form. I mean, clicks. I mean, the bill's going to change every day based on that. So we can't say that. But it wasn't about the money. I mean, we need the money, obviously. frustrated just about the people. That's what pissed me off. So one person is not going to solve it. All right?
Okay, gentlemen. Well, listen, you all have
Thank
a good
you for
day.
The offer.
Next week's our week. Okay.
All right, sir.
Take
all
care.
Right. Thank
you. 206, you're back again.
Greetings again. Can you hear me now?
Sir, we hear you.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Hey, guys, just a quick question. I'm working on a brand new headset today. Is it clear enough? Can you hear me well?
Yes.
Yep, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, great, great. Thanks. Ray, an operational question for you. I sent in another payment on Sunday, and I have it set up so that it just remembers me and each time I go. But I did. This is the first time that the system never left me see my input, so I don't know whether I was able to put the phone number, whether it remembered the phone number. Can you answer that? When it comes up automated, we remember you, the payment went through. Are you getting the phone number and everything you need?
Not on an automatic process, but we don't need it. It's an automatic process. We have you recorded. So we don't need the telephone number over and over and over and over. Once we have it,
okay.
It's in our system.
Okay.
And if we're that part of the record keeping that I'm doing. So don't worry about it, folks.
Don't
if you can't
okay.
get your number in there, it's all right.
Okay, great. Thanks. Appreciate it. And
sure.
Appreciate the opportunity to be able to support y'all. I have some questions, but I just got to say this one thing while we're talking about this money. Folks, the world cannot thrive on greed. Neither can an individual thrive on greed. And the same way with irresponsibility. Irresponsibility is a sort of flip side of greed. You just want to ride on somebody else's boat without putting an oar in the water. Doesn't matter how many dollars you get out of an RV. If you're running on irresponsibility and greed and ingratitude, your money will run away from you. If you do not know how to give, you do not know how to magnify. If you cannot magnify, you will not thrive. And so that's the message. If the only thing you can think is your own self-interest, to those 16, 18,000 people out there, if the only thing you can think is your own self-interest, you're not serving yourself well. If you learn to think of others, you will serve yourself and them best. So if you can only think in terms of your own interest, learn to give. Learn to appreciate. It will come back to bite you if you don't. So I'm sorry to preach, but I just had to say that. Thank you, Tony, for being a model. Thank you, Ray, for being a model of giving. And it is just so fantastic that you keep modeling giving. Now, here's my question for you, Tony. It seems like the Million Man March is no longer marching. Don't you think that that's a sign that something is in the works over there, that the people are not marching? Don't you take that as a sign that Al-Kazimi is really leveling when he says things will happen next week? What do you think about that?
Well, I would think when it didn't happen on the first, that there's something going on in the background, some kind of agreement. Can you turn the speaker on?
No speaker on here.
Okay, maybe it's Ray. I'm going to do something. But anyway, I would think something else is going on. Well, somebody's line is open or something. I can hear myself talking.
Okay, you sound real clear here to me. You sound just perfect.
All right. Somebody's going to speak this one. Anyways, I was thinking, yes, I agree that there is something going on that we aren't aware of. Maybe agreements being made. But Somebody was planning that march. I can't think of one of the organizations that was initiating it. So if they're not doing that, it's because they have some kind of agreement. Only today is when they said the people themselves are starting to voice their opinions. So when the people themselves do what they did in October 2019, there won't be any stopping because it was a gradual buildup. But the fact that one of the groups planned that for the 1st of March means there's some kind of agreements or conversations going on in the background.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. Well, thanks for confirming that. Now, am I right that next Monday, that on Monday is when they're saying the department's going to up or down decide whether to open it up for a few more names or shut it down and go forward? Am I right that that's to happen Monday?
That's to happen tomorrow, Saturday.
Ooh. Okay, so then the 1, 2, 3 days that they have, if the worst happens and they open it up, then would those 3 days include Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and they would be ready for a presidential vote on Wednesday?
No, this is what will happen. Tomorrow they will vote, okay? If they get +1, saying open it up, then it can be challenged in federal court. But if they get the majority to say open it up, it can't be challenged because it meets both criteria, +1 and majority. So that's the first thing that has to happen. Is it going to another federal court decision? As long as they get a majority saying open it up, they're going to open it up. Then they have 3 days to have it open, to add names to the list. So now the 3 days, they have their list. After that, Al Kazemi is saying next week we will vote because we're going to take that list and we're going to have a vote next week is what he's saying. It may be delayed. But he said 3 days after that, 2 days, whatever day, we're going to vote on the President of the Republic and this mess is going to be open.
And, of course, they could vote tomorrow to not open it up, in which case would they have to have a majority to keep that decision out of court?
Well, no, they have to have a majority to open it up. So if they're all +1, so if they didn't get +1, there's no way they can get a majority, right?
So right.
If they don't at least get +1, then they're not going to open it up.
Okay, I got it. I got it. I see what you're saying now. And so then I know this is just dice rolling, and it doesn't mean a bunch, but I put a lot of confidence in your opinion and Ray's opinion. What do you guys see this on a crapshoot to be? Do you see it likely that they're going to open it or likely that they're just going to let it roll?
Well, I think they're going to open it because they've already tried to open it twice, right?
Okay. Anyway, we still pretty much have a slam dunk for next week. That is really cool.
Either way, open it or close it, there's going to be a vote next week, and it's going to be open. That's the vote that's going to count.
Yeah. Well, guys, everything at some point comes to an end, and like I've said before and like a lot of people have said, when this thing comes to an end, you and Ray are going to be so very much missed. And I hope that on the flip side of this whole crazy process, there is a way for us to at least be in touch once in a while and do some good things together, because the opportunity to do all the good we're hoping for and we've been working and planning for is just about to begin. And it would be really sad if we lost touch with one another just when we get our sneakers on the court.
I think that's going to happen. It may not happen 3 times a week, but we're definitely going to stay in contact. Well, I'm not going to speak for Ray. Ray might say he had enough of this.
Well, I just my guess, and my guess doesn't mean much, but my guess is that Ray's heart is a ton bigger than his talk.
There you
Alrighty.
Go.
Alrighty. Thank you, sir.
I mean that as a compliment to you, Ray. You guys
yes,
have
sir.
A great yeah. weekend.
Alrighty. Take care, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
610. We'll hear you. We'll wrap up.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray.
Hey, sir.
And good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NPA.
You
hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. It is another dynamite day here in the USA. It's a beautiful, super sunny day and a very temperate 40 degrees in the northeastern part of the U.S. today.
Ooh-wee. 40 degrees. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Well, we'll take it. We'll take it for this time of the year. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out those checks and money orders, ladies and gentlemen, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. And please remember to include your phone number on those checks and money orders. This way it makes it easier for Ray to track those payments as they come in. For those of you who'd like to donate electronically, you can go to the TNT Super Fantastic website, click on that red payment button, and when you do, scroll down to where you will find the instructions to use the debit card or credit card of your choice. Click on the Click Here instructions. That will then take you to a menu page of payments that you can choose from. Click on the payment that you would like to send in. That will take you to another page where you'll be asked to type in your email address, your name, and the credit card information. In the area where you type in your name, after you have typed in your name, hit the space bar twice, and in that same area, type in your phone number. Again, Ray uses this information to track those payments as they come in. So again, to donate electronically, go to the TNT Super Fantastic website, click on that red payment button, and scroll down to where you will find the instructions to use the debit card or credit card of your choice. Click on the Click Here instructions. That will then take you to a menu page of payments that you can choose from. Click on the payment that you would like to send in. That will then take you to another page where you'll be asked to type in your email address, your name, and your credit or debit card information. In the area where you type in your name, after you have typed in your name in that same area, hit the space bar twice, spin your phone number. Again, that makes it easier for Ray to track the payments as they come in. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, Raleigh, Raleigh. so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you.
You're welcome, Ray.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, Tony. Have a good one.
All right, yeah. Enjoy your weekend. All right.
Will do.
All right. It's time to wrap this one up.
All right, guys. Again, nothing but good news. And most exciting thing to be, not that they're taking the vote tomorrow, but the vote they're going to take next week to bring this to the end. The fact that the finance minister is going to come to them next week and give them the plan after the rate changes and let them know that. But more importantly, you guys should be super, super, super excited about the video. He gave out the actual numbers. That's what people were making, what you projected to make it. Exactly what happened. And the fact that it leaked out when it wasn't supposed to. It is the most solid piece of news he gave out himself that this thing is going to happen and what the results are going to be when it does happen. You absolutely can't get any better than that. So it was a great news day yesterday and today. So if I was you, I would do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it. And share the super fantastic. If anything happens, we'll get back to you with a tweet or something in the form or actually do a call. That's what we need to do. But tomorrow starts. We'll see what happens with tomorrow's vote, and we'll go from there. All right, Ray.
All right, folks. We're going to wrap up this weekend. And to the members that have board access, well, you are the actual real members. Guys, during the call, if you would refrain from the unnecessary comments, posting them in chat. The call is being transcribed so that people can go back and read it later. And your unnecessary comments are unnecessary. And if you can't control your fingers and your mouth, I'll have to assist you. Now, some of you have been getting five-hour bans, so you think you would wake up to that and think one day it's going to be permanent. Enough said on that. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you guys on Marvelous Monday. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Will survive. Oh, I
that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap. We are out of here. Enjoy your weekend.